FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host Cockers, and shortly we'll be hearing if the men's team could get back to winning ways in the league as the Reds hosted Hyde United at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. And later we'll also be bringing you reaction from the Phoenix Trophy match in Poland as FC United took on Krakow Dragoons midweek. But before that, it's time for this week's club news. And we start this week's show with the launch of the club's new football sessions for girls between the ages of 5 and 11. The Weetabix Wildcat sessions will be taking place weekly from this Thursday between 5pm and 6pm at Broadhurst Park and provide a fun and friendly environment for girls to try out football for the first time. Sessions are priced at £3, and for more information, please email Jenny Swarbrick. That's jenny.swarbrick@fc-utd.uk. And speaking of Jenny Swarbrick, her women's team this Sunday will be returning to action as the Reds travel to York City for the first round of this season's FA Cup. The match will be taking place at the York Sports Athletic Stadium from 2pm this Sunday, and we'll have full live commentary right here on FC Radio if you can't make the match this weekend. To the men's team now, and ahead of Saturday's match with Hyde United, the club announced the signing of experienced defender Danny Lafferty, as well as the loan signing of Crewe Alexandra forward Max Woodcock. And in training on Thursday, Tim caught up with both players to hear how they were settling in.
Hi Danny, welcome to FC. Obviously, you're a well-known character in Northern Premier League. You know what it's all about. Over 400 games for Atherton. What are you going to bring to FC?
Experience, the back of them games. Like to think I'd bring leadership. Just solid defending, you know, old-school defending, and like I say, experience. And try and bring consistency.
Yeah, so I always say, basically, in a centre-half pairing, there's two types of players. You've got your real Ferdinands and your Vidic's. It's fair to say you're probably more of a Vidic.
Correct, yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. I'm not one that likes to be flashy on the ball and stuff like that. I'm pretty, like I said, old school. Head kick, everything, and just defend and try and keep as many clean sheets as possible.
Okay, and obviously you were here on Saturday to watch the game against Radcliffe. What did you make of that?
I thought it was a good game, you know. I thought the first half could have gone either way, chances-wise. I thought FC had some good chances. If they'd have took them, it could have been a totally different game. But second half performance was very good. I was impressed.
Okay, and what did you make of the crowd?
Good. Good. It's just what the club's about, isn't it, I suppose? And that's what kind of attracts the type of players that come here, is the crowd, the ground. Yeah, it was good.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing you out there. Are you registered, I believe?
Yes, just signed on then, so should be ready for Saturday.
Right, fantastic. Well, it's a local derby. It's Hyde. Always a tough one. You know what Hyde are all about.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a good game. Very good team, Hyde. They always have been for years. Played against them numerous times. It's always a tough game. They've got some very good players, so should be a good one.
Max, welcome to FC. You joined us on loan from Crewe. Can you tell us a little bit about your playing style?
I'm an attacking player. Like to play anywhere across the front three. Like to score goals and create chances.
Would you say number 9 or a number 10, do you think?
I'd say when I'm centrally, I'm probably more 9, either on my own or in a 2. But then I'd say more recently, I've been playing as a 7-11 out wide and looking to get out my man 1v1 and create chances.
Obviously, it's not your first taste of men's football. You were on loan with Runcorn Linnets earlier season.
Yeah.
And I believe you came down on Saturday to watch the game against Radcliffe.
Yeah, I came down. Yeah, men's football is what you need it. Such a young age, you know, 21's football is good in some ways, but you don't get that competitive edge as much as you do here. But no, yeah, came the game Saturday, met the lads, good group of lads, and watched the game, and good to get back from 2-0 down. Played some good stuff, and, you know, unlucky to lose on penalties, really. It's a lottery, isn't it, really, penalties.
Yeah, and what did you make of the crowd on the day?
Oh, brilliant. They've got, like, as soon as I heard about FC United, it's a big club for the level that they're playing at. And the crowd, I think there was 1,600 here, you know, all singing. And yeah, I can't wait to get started, really.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we've got a big local derby against Hyde on Saturday. One to look forward to. So looking forward to seeing you out there.
Cheers, thank you.
New forward Max Woodcock there speaking to Tim. And before him, new defender Danny Lafferty. And finally, for this week's news, on Saturday afternoon, FC United welcomed near neighbours Hyde United to Broadhurst Park. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso in the main stand.
Well, welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park, and you join us here on a Saturday afternoon, and it's freezing, but here to warm you all up, Woodso is with us. Woodso.
Hello.
everyone's a bit more chipper after what happened last week in the second half against Radcliffe. Yeah. That was a much better performance for FC United, and it's a bit old school FC United, may I say.
Yeah, I mean, I thought first half, I think we were saying on the radio on here last week that I thought we did okay. They were decent, and then, you know, they were 2-0 up, obviously, so they were 2-0 decent. But I thought we did okay in the first half, considering, you know, when you go back to the previous first half against them. Second half, I think we battered them. Now, whether or not, I mean, I know they've said about the pitch, and they were down to the bare bones, apparently, which I don't know where they got that from, and things like that. Don't take anything away from our performance. It was... First half was good. Second half was very, very, very good. We were well worth. And as we were saying, we said at the end of the game, if that had gone to extra time,
yes,
I think we'd have probably got another goal and won
they
the game.
They were basically camped out on their 18 yeah. yard line for much of that second half.
And the one thing that I've seen an interview that Jono did say, which I sort of agree with to a certain extent, is yes, we were better. We weren't really creating massive chances.
He's right when he said that FC United upped the tempo in the last half an hour, but didn't create much. He's right. We didn't.
Outside the
much.
Two goals, we yes. didn't really no. trouble the keeper that much. We were up for it, and I do think another extra half hour we might have got another chance and snuck one in and probably won the game. But we didn't. You know, that was the one thing. I'm not going to use the word disappointment, but that was the one thing you think. Yes, we played really, really well. We got back into the game against by far the best team in the league. But did we really do enough to actually probably say, well, we should have won the game, ignoring contentious refereeing decisions,
well,
which we've seen.
Yes, some people have seen.
Yeah, on your picture, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry for not putting the highlights out just yet. I've had to catch up with... I was putting off, for obvious reasons, I was putting off the Morpeth game and the Atherton Coles game. I now regret that because I went, oh, I'll put the Radcliffe highlights. Oh, I've got those two other matches to do first. We're nearly there, and you'll be able to see the ball did go out of play, but I had to stop it to take a screenshot.
I mean, we said
in real time, it's so fast.
I mean, we said at half time, didn't we, last week? I thought I could see the touchline from the seat in the stand there, and that picture again. It's not completely conclusive, but there's enough of the line to suggest that the whole ball is over the whole of the line. But yeah, it's gone now. So.
Yeah, yeah. If we were the attacking team, we'd say, well, he should give us the benefit of the doubt because we're the defensive side in this instance. I'd say we should have the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
It's by the by, as Woodsoff says, it's gone now. In the lead up to this game, though, two signings.
Yes.
Danny Lafferty has joined us and Max Woodcock also joining us. Woodcock on loan from Crewe. Lafferty, well, he's a player that we've played against numerous times.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 400 games for, I think it was 400 games for Coles, something ridiculous. He's played lots of games for Coles.
Is he just what we're after?
Yeah, I just wonder what his legs are like, because obviously Coles let him go.
Is he there for his legs or is he there for his mouth?
Well, both, hopefully. But the one thing I was going to say, he will bring, you know, he captained Coles. He's clearly the leader that we need on the pitch. And he's the body that we need on pitch because we're down to one centre-half at the moment. So,
although, to be fair, I thought Munro played all right.
They did all right last week, them two together. Yeah, considering last time we tried that, it didn't exactly work. Experience, signing, which is what we need. We need an experienced body on the pitch. Arguably, you know, if anything's not playing, does he come straight in and get the armband? A bit like United the other night. I mean, he had more captains and shots on goal the other night. We are needing experience and captaincy on the pitch,
and that's what Lafferty
so he's going to bring that. The other lad I don't know much about, obviously, a 18, 19 year old from Crewe. It's another body up front. Is that something we desperately need in terms of numbers? Probably not. In terms of goals, maybe that's what he'll be. I don't know. I mean, Jake Charles is, after his initial burst in the first couple of games,
I still think he's playing good.
He's doing well in terms of stretching. He's not getting a chance and not scoring goals now since. And that's a
if Charles is being marked,
that's
out
not a criticism.
Of it,
yeah,
which he has been the last couple of games.
That's where you want your other players involved.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where Woodcock comes in. But anyway, just before you go, what you expected to say just before we hand over to Neil Reynolds.
Hyde, I've got a bit of a hex over us the last couple of seasons. You know, we lost at their place when we probably should have won last season, and then obviously the 4-4 here. Still becoming confidence, but as we often say on here, you know, if we play, we beat most teams. If we don't play, we struggle, and it depends on who Hyde plays. If Hyde just decides to sit, it'll be a struggle. If I play football, it'll be a good game, and I would expect 3 points. Well, let's wait and see. Absolutely.
Well, thank you to Woodsoff for joining us pre-match. Let's hear the pre-match thoughts now of the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us before this afternoon's game. Just before we get to the match itself. Been busy this week in the old transfer market.
Yeah,
two new signings.
Yeah, we've had to do. You know, if people don't know, we sent Jan Palinkas for a scam on Monday. You know, probably an overdue scam, but he's everyone knows the history with his ankles. It's not come back good news. We didn't think it would be. It's going to require rest and then maybe an operation, but we're looking 4, 5, 6 months for Jan. But, you know, credit to him. The first thing he said to me when he got his results on Thursday, he said, do you want me to play on Saturday, Gaff? And that's the type of person Jan is. And Jan's got to sit down for a while now. Curtis Jones, he's still sat down and probably another 2 or 3 weeks away. Luke Griffiths is suspended today. Nick Bellardo still not 100%. So, you know, we were stretched. So we have to bring in, you know, one or two new additions. And we know Danny Lafferty. You know, we've played against him a lot. We know that he says what he says on the tin. He's a big old-fashioned centre-half who heads it and kicks it. May not, you know, play at times the way we like to play, but that's okay because he brings something different. And we've been crying out for that type of centre-half. You know, he came in training on Thursday and we were defending set pieces and he won a header and he went about 60 yards and we all looked over our heads and neck muscles in there. So he's, you know, something we've been missing and he's a leader. But when you've got your Charlie Oliver came as a right-back, he hasn't been able to kick a ball in anger at right-back this season because Jan and Kurtz have both been injured. So we have been short in that area. So Laff joins us and then Max Woodcock. Kenny Lump, my mate at Crewe. Max is in around the first team. He's doing really, really well. And Kenny said, "Right, have a look at him." And we don't know what's going to happen with Nick Bellardo. We don't know what's going to happen with Jake Charles, you know, so because he's on an immediate recall. So we just wanted another centre forward in. And young Max has done brilliant. And on the way in today, someone's given me a statistic that, you know, could be the youngest player to play since FC United's first game at Lee RMI.
Okie dokie.
Well, did you know that stat?
No, I didn't.
Stats all Paul knows that
okay,
stat.
Right.
So.
He was storing that for yes. a moment or two yeah. in his pre match build up. But. He was our first. He's the first player born since Lee.
Yes,
that makes me feel really old, Paul. Really old. But
so,
anyway,
so he comes in the squad,
right? So today, last year, this game was needlessly exciting. 4-4 it finished in the end. Mm. What's your thoughts about the possibility of repeating that? Don't repeat that. 1-0's fine.
1-0's fine. But listen, your Hyde have really turned the corner, haven't they? You know, I think since they brought the new keeper in, they've won 5 out of 6. They've got big players back. They've signed Niall Bell. You know, they've got the likes of Will Russ. I'm not sure if he's fit today. They've got Bradshaw. They've got a really good side, and we're going to have to be on our best. But, you know, Nicky watched the game last week against Radcliffe. He watched the highlights. He just spoke to me now. He said, "You run all over him." And if we can start the game in the same vein, in the same spirit, with the same energy, then we're going to give Hyde a game today. But I think what Nicky does have is an attacking football side. We've got an attacking football side. So it, you know, for the neutral, it's going to be a good game, but we desperately want to win today.
Obviously, as well, this game is on the back of the Radcliffe match. Certainly, I'm imagining you've drilled into the players that second half performance is exactly what we're after.
All week. But we've also drilled in before Ilkeston and Worksop and Bradford Park and Macclesfield and Radcliffe last week. But we've also drilled into Atherton. Atherton until I'm blue in the face, you know, and we can't keep reminding, we can't underperform, you know, we can't just turn up against in a local derby or against a really good side. We've got to turn up every single week, and if we turn up, you see what the crowd do. The crowd get right behind us, so you know we want to turn up. And the team selection today is an attacking, free flowing football side that if this attacking quartet can't bring goals and can't bring people off the feet and can't, then I don't know what he's going to do, Ben, because you know we've got a good side out today.
So with that in mind, what have you got for us?
So we're going with obviously Patty Nets. Lafferty will come in and make his debut alongside Charlie Oliver. Pavel Zuck will come in at right back. I thought it was excellent. And Guy Hull will be at left back. Then in front of that, our midfield box, if you will, Donoghue, who'll captain the side today, and Charlie Munro.
Yep.
And then we've got a front four. We've got Jay Fitzmartin in the 10, Jake will play 9, Dante will play off the left, and Elliot Morris will go off the right. So there's bags of pace, there's bags of power, there's bags of abilities, loads of goals, but we've got to make sure that we keep it tight at that end. But, you know, it's going to be a new centre-half pairing in Lafferty and Oliver, but two really big lads, two lads who like to win their battles. I mean, I've got to pay superlatives to Oliver last week, the way he man-marshalled Jordan Hume. So we've just got to be good defensively, but I'm sure that going forward, Ben, will be all right.
Well, fingers crossed. Please pass on to Jan Palinkas our best wishes as well and a speedy recovery. Neil, all the best this afternoon, and we'll catch up at full time.
Cheers, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking to me about half an hour or so ago. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. And what is FC Live missing? It's missing Stato Paul. Let's bring him in. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, where do we start? Plenty to talk about, isn't there?
Well, yes. Very interesting. Two newcomers this week. Woodcock, is a Scottish under-18s international, even though he comes from Congleton, I think it is. So he's very much a Cheshire lad. He's been with Crewe since he was about five, I think. He's been there a hell of a long time.
He's on the substitutes bench today, yeah. But just the right cover we need, because Jake Charles, obviously, I think would be one of the first names on the team sheet at the moment, but he does have that automatic recall, doesn't he, at Scarborough hanging over his head. So it's always good to have that cover.
And he's only got a month added on, so he could go back very soon and we're going to be caught short again.
Captain's armband today goes to Michael Donoghue. Luke Griffiths, it's inevitable. Picked up a suspension. Too many yellow cards, everybody. Well, too many yellow cards.
I make it five in the last seven games alone, you know, which is an incredible stat.
Michael Donoghue, though, could this be an accidental good thing? Because Michael Donoghue last week, I would suggest, acted like a captain in that second half against Radcliffe, took the game by the scruff of the neck, and nearly got us over the line against one of the best teams at this level.
Yeah, I mean, I think his form has dipped a little bit in the last two or three games, I would say, from his excellence that he's been giving us. But last week, he was back to his best. And when the chips were down with 2 minutes to go, he comes up with a goal out of absolutely nothing. Because I think he'd given up trying to feed other players.
It's such a great finish as well. The captain's armband, though, could have quite easily gone to a new signing. Dan Lafferty joins us at centre-back. Comes with, he's played at this level for years.
He's a brute.
Yes.
And maybe that's what we need.
Is that what we need?
Well, we need somebody who wins all the headers and heads it back with interest. It's exactly what Lafferty does. He's a no-nonsense, old-fashioned type of centre-back, really. And hopefully him and Oliver will dovetail well, because obviously Palinkas is going to be out long-term, yeah, realistically.
And like we just said then in the interview, best wishes to Jan. I think it's safe to say, Paul, we've said it, that when he is right, and fingers crossed that the operation does that, sets him on the right path again, he will go to the Football League at some point. We're pretty convinced.
He's much better than this level, but he needs to get his ankles sorted out. And yes, once he does,
then he'll soar.
He'll be gone. And Curtis Jones, of course, out for certainly for a few weeks more, I think.
Yeah, and that's interesting, isn't it? When Curtis Jones comes back, he has got selection headaches. Pavzuk comes in. It depends what you're after, isn't it? I think we had this discussion a while ago with Czech Tiam, actually.
I think there's two things here. If you want the best defensive right-back we've got, Zuck is the man. I also think that McLaughlin probably prefers playing midfield,
yeah,
which is his natural place. And he's done a good job for us at right-back, but he's not a natural right-back, let's be honest. And I think you've got to put the pegs in the right holes sometimes to get the best results.
So Zuck and Hall are the full-backs. Charlie Oliver will start alongside Dan Lafferty. In midfield, Michael Donoghue with the captain's armband. Charlie Munro, after our little, maybe this is what he should be doing. Not gone with it, have they?
No.
You thought he could. Roy Keane in the mid-90s playing centre-back. It could work. It could work, honest. But Charlie Munro's gone, no. But he did play well there last week, I thought, against Radcliffe.
He did a fair job, considering it was a crisis, really, yes, we were facing. One centre-back.
Now, here's a question for you, Paul. Are we playing a front four here, or are we playing one up front? I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
When the manager was talking about a front four, yes, I was thinking he'd have two up the front, but he's not. Kind of thinking that it might be Kane and Charles, or Charles and Woodcock, yeah, or some combination like that. Let's have two players to aim at in the box. But no, we haven't gone to that depth.
Charles is up front. Jay Fitzmartin, we think, will be the supporting forward. Gabidon on the right, Elliot Morris on the left, or interchangeable, as you wish. What do you make of that team?
Well, like he said, it's an attacking side. He's got, potentially, we could get overrun in midfield. That is the worry. Because Hyde are a solid team. We've not mentioned Hyde yet, of course.
No, whoa, pace yourself, mate. Got 12 minutes yet. Come on.
They're a solid side. And if we try and be overly ambitious, they're just going to run the game from the middle of the park. Because Donoghue and Munro will just get swamped. So we've got to be careful in what we do. And I think it's important that when we talk about front four, two of them drop back and do the work.
Yes, because this is the thing. Fitzmartin and Morris are coming back, aren't they, really? Yeah. Mentioning for Hyde United, and it's interesting the journey that Hyde have been on, because it was only a couple of months or so ago. They were struggling to score goals, weren't they? But that's not the case now, and they've kind of moved up the table.
They're not prolific, but they've also not conceded many. And I think we're talking to the Hyde comms people, they're saying that they've got a cupboard full of strikers, but they don't score often enough for their liking. But on the other side of the coin, they've got one of the best defensive records.
Yes.
So they're not easy to crack. And you look at their team, and it's very familiar from last season.
Now, Hyde United have basically scored 17 goals, which, to put that into perspective...
Compare that with us.
Well, we've scored 21.
Yeah. But the goals against...
And we played a game more. They have improved. A while ago, it was really... The gap was there, but they have closed that gap. Defensively, as you say, Paul, just 15 goals conceded, which is on par with Radcliffe.
Yeah.
It's a good defence, isn't it, that they've got this season, the experienced side.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the back four with Ditchfield, Doherty, Spooner, Amado. It's very solid. And they've got some good players sprinkled through the side. Jack Redshaw, we saw score against us for Salford City some years ago. He's a dangerous character. And McCauley, I believe, I've not seen him yet, but McCauley's supposed to be full of tricks on the left-hand side. So,
where do you see FC United at the moment, Paul? Because you mentioned it in your preview. It's five games without a win, which is...
Yeah, that's
ticking,
the reality.
It's ticking on, isn't
we're
it?
We're 5 points off the playoffs, but we're also 5 points off the drop zone.
Don't come here, you talk sport nonsense.
That's Oi. The reality of it. And this is a tough game. Hyde have never lost to us here at Broadhurst in three visits. And they were unbeaten in the last five games against us. It's a ripe time to beat them and break those stats. But they're going to be hard to break down. And that's... I mean, I think Renault knows that Hyde will come here and probably try and play on the counter, I would think, with pace. And it's our job, as always, two banks of four... We've got to break them down. And that's why I think he's tried to put flair into the team to try and do that.
Now, it has been raining a lot this week, but the pitch is looking fantastic. No doubt at all this game was going to be on today. That takes me back to a sunny summer's day in Lee, Hilton Park, about 18 years ago. And the first ever game for FC United. Little did we know, 18 years later, there'd be a player born playing for FC United today. What's the stat?
Well, Woodcock is the first player to feature for FC who was born after that Lee game.
Which is
quite remarkable, really. That really puts it in its context.
What have we all done with our lives,
Paul? That's how long we've been doing this.
What have we done with our lives?
Yes. So there you go.
Oh, we could have had a football career at Crewe Alexandra in that time. Mm. But anyway, yes. FC United taking on Hyde United today. Just before we hand over to the commentary team, Paul, anything else that you've got for us?
Well, just a quick mention about Woodcock, really. He's played three times for Scotland under-18s and scored in his last game. He's not the biggest of players, but he's got an eye for goal. And, you know, we've had a number of 18-year-olds who've come and gone. Maybe he might stick around a bit longer if he does well.
Well, fingers crossed. Let's hand over now to our expert commentary team. This is SCLI, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour, FC United against Hyde United. And it's a welcome back to Stato Paul. But first, here's James Quinn.
Oliver has the ball at his feet.
Oliver's staying back, Lafferty's going forward.
Donoghue, back to Oliver. Donoghue again, Donoghue. Lovely looking through ball. Gabidon! Fine shot, saved. Lovely pass from Donoghue and a lovely turn and shot from Gabidon, but a fine save from Waller.
Excellent save.
Sam Waller with the free kick, punts it out to the left flank, nodded down rather neatly. Donoghue trying to get in there, it's hit the post. A let off for FC, real let off. Guy Hall clears it and Bond there with a long ball from McCauley down that left flank. They're good speed from McCauley. Zook trying to match him. McCauley into the box now, onto his right foot. Zook blocks him. Another chance for McCauley. McCauley still has the ball at his feet. Plays it back. Left-footed shot. Goal. Hyde score. Well, FC were left a bit exposed at the back there. And the ball was played back. Good work from McCauley. But I thought FC maybe had a couple of chances to deal with that. FC obviously sticking with a plan. There's Fernley. And that's a shot! It's 2-0! And Hyde United have doubled their advantage. And FC United, who hope to get back into the game quickly, find themselves now two goals behind, as they were last week.
Well, it's a great strike from distance. And I think Boys has caught out there. I don't think he's expecting it.
Gabbard on the other end of the field. Gamely keeps that ball in play, does really well, brings it into the box. Gabbard on. Still Gabbard on. Still Gabbard on! And he beat two men and was, well, he absolutely haired after that ball to keep it in, right on the byline, and then brought it back in play, beat one, beat two, took a shot, but there was a, I think it was Roscoe with a diving, lunging block. Well, if FC could get one back straight away, that will change the atmosphere. But promising for FC. There is going to be the risk of being caught on the break, I suspect. But that's a risk that's going to have to be taken. Now on the right flank, it's Redshaw, gets everywhere, this man. Bun shot, great save from Boys. So important. Full stretch to his right. Good crossing from Redshaw. Nice attempt there by Bond. Donoghue now, 35 yards out, centre field, going out to the right. Beautiful ball to Zook. Zook across. It's McLaughlin. It's saved. It was a beautiful ball from Donoghue. A prime example of what he's capable of. Zook put the cross in. McLaughlin couldn't finish, but FC have a corner on the right-hand side. 18 minutes now for FC to claw back this two-goal deficit. Munro. And it goes. Far post. Heads going up. And it's loose. Donoghue still loose. But hit the post. Waller clears it now. It's a one-on-one at the back. Guy Hall with defending to do, which he does. Guy Hall through the centre circle. Zook. Oliver. That's got the crowd going. Charlie Munro through there to Gabidon, centre field. Gabidon onto his left foot. It's a deflection and it's a corner. Another corner, the fourth in almost in succession from Munro, and it comes again. Far post met by Lafferty. It's bubbling. Woodcock plays it back, it's shot, and is it, and it's a goal kick this time. Oh, it's a corner.
It's corner.
Fifth corner now. These are good corners from Charlie Munro, and it comes again. Parried away by Waller. Zook headed back in the danger zone. It's cleared. Now Boys will come out. Boys plays it forward. Out to the left. Good ball. First time ball through, but it's cut out. FC have it on the halfway line with Charlie Oliver. Trying to lay a bit of a siege now to the high goal. Out to the left flank again, but it's cut out. It's well read. Hyde on the break. Free kick. Now Oliver in the centre circle. Oliver for FC. Max Kane on the turn. McLaughlin now. McLaughlin driving forward. Is Munro with a right-footed shot. Great save from Waller. Hyde can clear. Out to the left flank. Hall, Donoghue. Donoghue will think about a shot, I think, but it will, I'm afraid, sum up much of FC's afternoon. And it will conclude the contest. Final score of FC United 0, Hyde United 2. Times where FC showed heart, created some chances, or a few goal-mouth scrambles. Gabidon had a couple of chances, but in the end, Hyde worthy winners there. We knew they'd be a tough nut to crack, and so it proved. And, well, Paul, your verdict.
I think that the side that took the points today was the side with the best defensive performance. Hyde were rock solid. The keeper made four saves, I think, during the game. Probably two of them were good saves. But other than that, he was well protected. Hyde grabbed the goals on the break, did a very efficient job on us. And we have to look maybe more carefully about how we set ourselves up.
Was there anything we could have done against that defence, Paul? Because we did have our moments, especially... Well, there was a spell, wasn't there, about 15 minutes or so towards the end of that second half. But then it kind of just drifted away again with 10 minutes left.
I do think at half time the thinking really should have gone to pushing two up and not just replacing Charles and Woodcock. I'll try and force the issue a bit more, because Charles was taken off basically because he was isolated. Taking him off didn't really solve the problem.
Charles, it was a frustrating afternoon for him. As you say, he was marked out of the game in a lot of ways. We've seen that, haven't we?
Yeah.
A lot over the last few weeks or so. And Neil's mixed and matched with the attacking three behind Charles. But the crux of it is, people need to get closer to him, don't they? And that wasn't happening much in that game.
No, I mean, to FC's credit, they scrapped in the second half. They fought hard. They tried to create. But ultimately, the formation that we're playing with one up and supporting players joining doesn't make any impression on a defence like Hyde. I think you've got to be more aggressive than what we showed.
To be fair to Hyde, though, apart from the first 10 minutes where Gabidon came in, it was a great ball, wasn't it, from Donoghue to Gabidon. Gabidon, great shot, great save. Hyde had pretty much all of the chances then in that first half. They hit the post, Alessandra hit the post, and then Alessandra scored. They could have been 2-0 up at half-time before FC United got out of the changing rooms, really, for the second half.
Yeah, it was a very efficient performance from the Tigers. I think they set themselves up very, very well. They knew what to expect. They soaked up anything that we threw at them, hit us with pace. I thought McCauley was very dangerous down the left-hand side. Alessandra led the line very cleverly, scored a good goal. They caused us a lot of difficulties when we lost the ball. But of course, you know, if we're going to win games like this at home, I think we have to change our formation a bit.
I do have one of the best defences in the league. We can see why after today's game, that's for sure. Gabidon, though, has had a particularly good game.
I mean, thought he played very well.
He is a flair player. He's got to come in and out over 90 minutes. But when he was involved, he was our danger man this afternoon.
I thought he played well. I thought he contributed a lot. I think Fitzmartin tried hard as well before he was taken off. Apart from that, though, anything we tried was blocked off. It was a very frustrating afternoon. I'm sure the manager feels very frustrated.
And your man of the match?
Overall?
Yeah. McCauley was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good.
Amado was good.
Yeah, Amado was the rock at the back. He probably earned it.
Yeah, I agree. And for FC United, for those who are interested, Gabidon, I think, is the shout, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any danger of anyone else. Thank you to Statopol for joining us. Statopol will not be making the trip to Krakow, but he will be there at Lancaster next week. But now over to James for the post-match interview with Neil.
Thanks for joining us, Neil. Was that one of the central things in that game, that Hyde's defence is very tight? They've got a great defensive record and came very close, particularly in the second half, just couldn't break them down.
No. Sorry to the listeners that it's taken so long, but we were trying to unpick what's happening, what's happened, but it's so hard because I always come here and I always stand with Tim and I always take the blame every week, or Brian will take the blame or Mike will take the blame. And we'll continue to take the blame, but there's got to be an element of my players, these players, can't do what they did last week against Radcliffe, can't do what they did against Macclesfield, can't do what they did against Worksop, Morpeth, Bradford, Ilkeston. They can't do that and then do that. They can't. They can't. Against Atherton, you know, we've just had a big open inquest. Donna said, it's not you, Gaff. It's us. It's a mental thing. We're not, you know, against Atherton, we ran 9,500 kilometres collectively. Against Radcliffe, we ran 12,500. We did exactly the same warm-up, same team talk, same rationale against Atherton that we did against Radcliffe. That comes down to mentally, individually and collectively how you're going to apply yourself. Hyde got the better in too many areas in the first half today, not because they were better, because individually they were more motivated to get the better of him. Not because Luke Griffiths wasn't playing or Curtis Jones wasn't playing or Nick Bellardo or Jan Palinkas, because you were playing against another person and you didn't get the better of them. Now, our warm-up, I've just said it against that, was exactly the same today, if not better, than it was against Radcliffe last week. And we've lost the game 2-0. So I've just said to the guys in there, in any walk of life, James, in society, if you're not prepared to give the best version of yourself, you're either going to lose your job, you're not going to get any work if you're self-employed, or you're not going to get the kudos you deserve on a football pitch. And although we knocked the door down today and we could have scored, we didn't. We've lost another game of football.
Is it a mental frailty there rather than a lack of desire?
It's not a desire. These lads are trying. These lads are brilliant to work with. They're amazing. No, it's mental. It's a mental block. It's, you know, last week against Radcliffe, we had to come back from 2-0 down. You know, we got the better of the best side in the league, and they probably got a headache on the back of that. You know, they've got beat again. Got beat today. We did really, really well, but we've done really, really well in games this season. But then I just want us to hit a 6 or a 7 out of 10. I don't want us to hit a 9 out of 10 and a 3 out of 10. the first half performance, I thought, was as bad as it was. Not because we didn't play well with the football. We were just miles off it with our shape. And I've got lads out there who were desperate to get the chance, desperate to keep the shirt, but we didn't do it. Second half, we put them back. We changed things at half-time. Mentally, we changed them. And we were really good and we were lucky not to score, but we've lost the game of football again.
Gabiron, we gave him man of the match. 100%. Wonderful. 100%. And he showed, didn't he, that when it, by going at the defence, he showed how they could be breached.
Gabadon's an exceptional player. We've gone with wingers. People want wingers. We always go with wingers. You've got Dante, who was incredible today. And when I've had a debrief with the squad, I've said that he has done really well today. You know, I didn't want to lay all the blame with him. He's done really well today, and he excites the players. But we've also, you know, in the first 15 minutes of the game, you've got Jay Fitz, who has a chance. You've got Dante, who's had a chance. You know, but we've got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. But for that to happen, it's got to be better right at the top end of the pitch.
One other positive detail was Munro's corners. There's times when those corners did create havoc, didn't they?
We did have 10-11 in the second half. We were knocking the door down to score a goal. But James, they were really positive, his corners were, but the nature of the goals we've conceded, people have said they're two great strikes. The first goal's a mix-up with our right-back and our centre-half. The second one, we're nowhere near the second ball in there. They break down the right-hand side and they put it across the keeper. That's not tactical. That's not wanting to challenge your man. That's not wanting to get the better of your man. And that's why we've conceded two goals. But that stays with me because I pick the side. I put the players out there. But it's another tough afternoon.
So looking forward, anyway, in a way, is it good to have a break? Go change of scene at Krakow over the next couple of days?
Probably the last place I want to go to, James, now, to be honest. I was hoping to get on the airport with a bounce, you know, like Ben said in his interview beforehand, but losing hurts me more than anything. I don't care. People might say it's a bit extreme. Losing a game of football is the worst feeling for me in the absolute world. It's just not. It's not how I was brought up. It's not how I can process things. My heart rate can't go from your Radcliffe's, which is brilliant, to Downs of your Hyde, to then back up to Lancaster, down to Atherton's. It can't happen. We've got to develop an understanding where winning matters. Winning breeds winning mentality. And we've lost another game of football.
Finally, Lancaster next Saturday. What sort of game would you expect there?
They've got Grandy, they've got Teague, they've got three centre-halves who are 6'4". They've got lads in midfield who will mix it. Yes, they've lost today. They've got pace at the top end of the pitch. They're going to want to bounce back. Lancaster don't worry me. Nothing worries me. No team, Radcliffe, Lancaster, Macclesfield, we worry me. Because to be getting the mind of that football, you've got to be a clinical psychologist. And that collective, which has been brilliant all week on the back of Radcliffe, unfortunately was undone in the first half today. And it's just not happened for whatever reason. And unfortunately, the lads are, for the first time that I've heard, and sorry Gaff, it's our fault, where people outside want to go, no, it's your fault. Well, unfortunately, I can't take the blame today because my team was exactly the same as what it was against Radcliffe. Today, I feel slightly let down by a couple of performances that's cost us the game.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers,
and
James.
We'll go and we'll do what we have to do.
Yeah.
And I'll see you in Poland.
Brilliant. See you then. Cheers.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to James there. And as discussed, not much time to dwell for the Reds as the squad flew out to Poland on Sunday for their first group game in this season's Phoenix Trophy. And Monday's match in Poland against Krakow Dragoons started well for FC as the Reds took an early lead.
As a free kick is taken, well met by Oliver. Good turn there, good determination. Bolado in here, Bolado surely round the keeper. Bolado scores! And FC United take the lead. Good through ball there. Bolado had the space. He took it round the keeper really calmly. Good composure. And then just slotted it home into the empty net. Bolado. Nice movement there from the goal scorer. Still has it. Through the gate. Morris is onside for a 2-0 chance here. Morris. Oh, he puts it wide. One-on-one with the keeper there, Morris. Goal kick taken. And Met. Midfield there. Griffiths going out. It's given away now. Chance for Gabadon. Into the box. Gabadon! Over the bar. Well, FC are being very profligate here in these opening moments. Haven't taken the lead. They've had two clear-cut chances. But still 1-0. And it's looking pretty positive for the visitors as things stand. Oliver. Munro. And the lights have gone out.
Somebody will have to put a couple of quid in the meter.
Well, I don't know if you can hear me, but the game is off. They've not been able to restore the power. So there is apparently an attempt to maybe rearrange for tomorrow morning, but we'll just have to wait and see about that. But for me, James Quinn, it's good night, and hopefully speak to you soon.
20 minutes into the game, playing really well, winning 1-0, and the floodlights go out, and you can see behind us, you know, the game's not going to go ahead tonight. But the good news is the lads are really going out tonight. They've sacrificed tonight out. They don't want to go out, they want to play, and we're going to play on Tuesday at 12 p.m. So if fans see this message and you're out in Krakow, the game will go ahead at 12 o'clock tomorrow. We'll play the game, we'll get shot on the coach, we'll go to the airport, but we owe it to all the fans and to the football club to play. So 12 o'clock tomorrow, same venue. Lads need your support. Support tonight was amazing, so we'll see everyone tomorrow, hopefully.
Well, welcome to a beautiful Krakow here. It's absolutely gorgeous. The sun is shining. We've got 19 and a half minutes have been played.
Now, you were here last night, so are you telling me where the ball is about to be taken from? Is exactly where the game stopped last night?
Exactly. So off we go. We resume.
Ball over the top again. Another opportunity. Keeper comes out.
Oh, and
loses it.
Fitzmartin surely to make it two. No, cleared off the line.
Well, it's all happening.
Griffiths trying to be the orchestrator, but he loses possession. Solomon's now. That's a good ball. Chandal, there's a chance here for Rohit Chandran. Right-footed shot straight at the keeper. And that was an opportunity there for Chandran if he could place it either side of Boyes. Chandal showing some good skill here, but instead of delivering the ball down the line, now he finally does so. There's two, three, four blue shirts in the middle. It's going to be a left-footed shot. That's a fine save from Boyes. And that is the closest that the home side have come to finding an equaliser. That was some nice play down the right flank there. Corner ball for Dragoons from the left flank. And it comes near post. It's nodded on and it wasn't seen. And it's scored. And Krakow Dragoons have drawn level. You'd have to say, Swampy, their defending was pretty sloppy. Player moving to the near post, nodding it on. Nobody goes with him. And then tapped in. And it's 1-1.
Static defending from the front post to the back post. The ball loops over. You've got so much time to clear your lines and choose not to. And the ball's headed across, looping in. Nothing that Boyes could do, really, but sloppy from FC.
Zook there plays it towards Morris, but it's well...
And
that bouncing. And, well, the referee's assistant has given handball. And just a moment here, there could be a... The referee assistant gave it. He bounced back onto the hand quite clearly, not in a natural position. And I think this could be a penalty for FC United. It is indeed. It's one of those, Swampy, where it's impossible for that player. It just bounces right up into his hand. But it's what the law is now. That is a handball.
Listen, I called it handball because we're not playing well, but I've got to say, it's the only thing that's happened, he's trying to control it and it's hit his arm. And the ball would have gone through to maybe an FC player to score. So, unfortunately, the liner has done the correct thing.
Ennis drives it in. FC take the lead. Maybe a bit... Well, definitely fortuitous, whichever way you look at it. But it is 2-1. Trip on the ball for Fitzmartin. Wins it back, though. It's good work for him. Good tenacity. Here comes Gabidon. Cross coming in. Low cross. Falls for Fitzmartin. Great tackling there. Great last-ditch defending. Chance again for Woodcock. Goes down. What? Nothing do, and it now surely a chance, and it is 3-1. Ballardo scores there. There was a trip on an FC player, did look like an infringement, but the ball broke loose. Referee perhaps having given one penalty, slightly contentiously reluctant to give another, but in any event, Nick Ballardo picked up the loose ball and drove it in. 3-1 FC United. Well read by Griffiths. Dante Gabidon smuggles it through there. Fitzmartin back to Gabidon. Here he goes again. Ghosting back. Left-footed shot. Oh! Superb. 4-1. Gabidon just ghosted past his man. Perfectly placed. Left-footed shot to the keeper's left. No chance.
Deserved that. For me, the whole game, everything he's done has been in purpose. Been good quality. He's goes past players. He's played balls in. He's shot when he's needed to shoot. And there, what he's done is, we were talking about earlier on in the game, put your laces through the ball, and he really has, and he's just drilled that low and hard into the bottom corner.
And there goes the final whistle. Well, all's well that ends well for FC United. 4-1. It was a fine contest. with Dragoons equalising in the second half. And then a real, the game was really level. And then, fortuitously for FC, ball bouncing off Drobny's shin onto his hand. The referee waved it away, but the referee's assistant gave the penalty. It was right by the law, but very harsh.
I thought first half, well, we get the goal. I thought he could see the lack of confidence to a degree. I mean, you know, I think last night if we'd the game had continued, it would have been probably a convincing victory for FC, as it is again this afternoon. But as you say, that second half, the Dragoons came out and I thought the Dragoons were excellent for 20 minutes and played some very good football and got a deserved equaliser. And, you know, we then end up with, a penalty. And the laws of the game state it is a penalty, so it was given. And then after that, it was FC really just put them to the sword when they needed to.
So, Renault, obviously last night wasn't ideal. But I think the players really reacted well to it. Real hard-fought performance, I think just what we needed.
Yeah, listen, hey, credit to everybody, fans, players. You know, last night was difficult, and then having to go away and then come back again today. You know, credit to Krakow Dragoons as well, putting the side out. Great game of football, but, you know, it tested our character. We had a lot of chances in the first half. We didn't take them. They then scored, you know, brought the game back to 1-1, but then our quality then came through, and I thought some of the performances, in particular Dante Gabadon, who was mesmeric today, he was so good. You know, that it just breeds confidence now, and we can go into Lancaster and say, you know, we have stopped the rot. People will just say, well, it's only the Phoenix Trophy for me. It's a game of football, and we've won it, and we can go now to Lancaster with a bounce and hopefully get a positive result.
So a bit of a team bonding experience as well as a football match for us.
I mean, you look at young Max, who's just joined us on Thursday night from crew, and all of a sudden he's travelling to Poland with his new teammates, and he's getting to know each other. Lads who haven't spent that much time together apart from training, your Charlie Munroes, your Charlie Olden, and so on. You know, it's been a great experience. And just listening to the lads last night after the game, talking about the atmosphere and the fans that have travelled out here, you know, we're so grateful. You know, for the fans, and you know, it puts smiles on people's faces, Adrian. And you know, we've gelled, and hopefully now that can propel us out, can kickstart, and we'll get in training Thursday, and then we'll get ready for Lancaster on Saturday.
It's pretty amazing that probably about 50% of our fans managed to stay on. So, have you got a word for them?
Just, you know, I've run out of superlatives at times to talk to the fans and what I think about the fans. Last night, a couple of drinks with them, faces that I haven't seen before, you know, really, really positive. Conversations with the fans, but it's just been amazing. You know, that picture when the flare went off last night and just seeing the red smoke and listening to the fans sing, it was so special. You know, just a big thank you to everyone, and hopefully now they'll travel with us on Saturday to Lancaster.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there. And it's back to league action for FC United this weekend as FC travel to the Giant Axe to take on Lancaster City. Kick-off this Saturday will be at 3 p.m, but if you cannot make the game in person, then we'll have full live commentary from 2:30 p.m. via the FC Radio website. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio. Officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.